This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop Devok Show with Eric Nam.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the K-pop Devok Show. I'm your host, Eric Nam, and I'm so excited that you're joining us here today. We have a very special guest joining us. But before we tell you who it is, in case you haven't noticed from the actual description that you clicked on to watch the show, we got to do a couple things, right? Yeah. Why am I speaking like this?
You're really good. Sorry. I tried.
So anyways, today we have Ashley B. Choi, Choi Pidna on the Taebak Show. How have you been?
I've been great.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
Well, it was recently my birthday, so…
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, what did you do for your birthday?
Well, on my actual birthday, I didn't do much. I just had brunch and then I had samgyeopsal with my radio staff and peeps. And then I had the live show and then I went home and slept early.
That sounds enthralling.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a celebration?
Well, like the weekend before, we had like a small gathering with Joan, because Joan's birthday is on the 6th. So always celebrate our birthdays together, like every year.
Oh.
Yeah.
A lot of November babies.
A lot.
Yeah.
Like my calendar this month is like full. And I actually know 3 people with the same birthday as me, like just around me. Well, my best friend in New York, her birthday is November 9th too. And then I actually interviewed Secret Number that day. And one of the members, Sudam, it was her birthday too. So we both celebrated our birthday together on air. Seven's birthday is on November 9th.
Wow.
I wouldn't know because I was a really big fangirl of him. But yeah. You don't know how happy I was when I saw that his birthday was November 9th.
Oh my God, this is meant to be. We were supposed to get married.
I told all my friends, like, he's mine. Like, we're supposed to be together. Don't fangirl over him. I'm the number one fan. But yeah, so.
Well, now that we got that out of the way, I think that's very important information.
Are you a Scorpio too?
I is. Scorpios.
Scorpios rule.
Yeah. Okay. My birthday is a Scorpio. Actually, Eddie is. Brian is as well, right? All my brothers, all of us are.
My brother and I are Scorpio too.
Yeah. When's your brother's birthday?
My brother's 15th.
Oh, so like we're all right there.
Yeah.
Man.
That's crazy. We're all Valentine's Day babies.
I know.
Right?
I know. I was like, should I say it? And I was like, we said it. It's true. But okay, so let's talk about this. You were born in Korea and you moved to Queens.
Yes.
When you were 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then how did you end up… Well, how was it growing up in Queens?
Well, I moved when I was 9 and then I started 4th grade in Queens. Well, first Fresh Meadows and then I moved to Flushing. When I first moved, I was kind of bullied a lot.
Aww.
So I didn't have the best time and I had really low self-esteem.
Boo.
Even my teacher bullied me, like my 4th grade teacher.
I think I saw this on your podcast where you're like,
oh, yeah.
She couldn't speak English or something?
Yeah, she didn't want to teach me English.
What's her name? Let's call her out.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Miss blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Screw you.
Yes. So, and then I moved to PS 107.
What's that?
It's just the name of the school. But I just wanted to be specific because I loved the school so much.
Oh.
And then I met like the best teacher there and she taught me English in like 6 months. And then from then on I graduated ESL. And then I moved on to junior high school. And then that's when I started hanging out with all the Korean people. Kind of, you know, the rebels.
Uh-huh.
And then…
So you're one of those AZNs.
Yeah, like…
KP, you know, Korean Pride, AZN.
Yeah, K-Pride. I was for a little bit. But then, yeah. And then, yeah, I went to high school. Started like dancing and singing and performing for fun.
Yeah.
And then went to college and had an opportunity to audition for Cube. So I tried out and then I got in. And then I moved to Korea. I moved back to Korea in 2011.
Okay. How was it moving back here?
Everything changed so much.
Yeah.
So I was very confused at first. I went back to like my house that I grew up in and that neighborhood. And I went back to my grandma's house after 11 years. And I was so shocked because everything was so much smaller than
I
remembered. And I realized like, wow, like our house was really tiny. I thought we lived in a really big house, but our house is tiny. And I was amazed at the subway stations and subways, how clean it was, and all the convenience stores. Everything was really cool and amazing at first.
Yeah. Why do you say at first?
Oh, no, because you get used to it.
Okay.
But then I remember in the very beginning, I was like…
I remember, so when I grew up, we lived on this in this cul-de-sac and our house was on a hill. Uh-huh. And when I was growing up, I was like, this hill is so steep. It is so hard to… Like the driveway was like… It felt like… what is this? This is 90 degrees. So like a 45 degree incline.
Uh-huh. You have to walk up that every day.
Yeah. And like going up into the garage from the car, it felt like a roller coaster every day. Oh, but then I went back when I grew up and I was like… It's not that big of a…
Oh, really?
But, I mean, it's still a steep hill, but I was like… It wasn't like a roller coaster. I remember as a kid, I was like, it's roller coaster time. Get ready. And I was like, actually, it's not that… It's not that huge. So I know what you mean by that. So… But you got out here. Did you come out here because of an audition?
Like, yeah. Because I got in and they wanted me to come. Mm. You know, and…
And that was Cube?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you trained at Cube for how long?
For 1 year.
Did you know Peniel back then?
Yeah.
So you've known him since you first got here.
Yeah, I've known him since like 2011, 2012. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that process like for you training? And then… Because you not only trained, but you ended up debuting at a different company. Mm-hmm. Like what happened there?
Well, Q, first of all, I had a lot of fun there.
Uh-huh.
Because it was like a family. All the trainees, we were super close.
Uh-huh.
And I know a lot of other companies, they separate the boys from the girls because uh-huh. they don't want anything to happen. But for us…
What do you mean, anything to happen?
I mean, you know, for them to start dating,
oh,
you know, because there's
scandalous.
There's a lot of those things and uh-huh. people eventually get cut from that.
Uh-huh.
But us, they always let us work together and train together, practice together. So we were all like a huge family. We made really good memories. Once a month, we went to community service all together to this orphanage. And yeah, it just felt like a big camping trip. I don't know. It just felt… I felt like I was on a camp with these people. But so yeah, it wasn't that much of a struggle. And then I was training. And then all of a sudden, I had a meeting with the CEO of Cube and then CEO of Polaris. And the Polaris Entertainment Company person said, oh, we're going to debut a girl really soon. And it's going to be kind of like a bad girl send image. So we want you in that group.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cube CEO was like, honestly, you should go because I don't know when you'll be able to debut if you stay here. And you know, you're getting a little older. So uh-huh. I think it's better for you if you debut ASAP. So uh-huh. Basically Polaris bought me from Cube and then I moved and then I debuted as Ladies Code.
Man.
Because
mm-hmm. yeah, I guess if you stayed at Cube, it was 4 minute. Was big at the time.
Yeah, 4 Minute already debuted. The next group that debuted was CLC.
And that was much later.
Yeah, and they were much younger than me.
Right.
And they debuted with a very like cute concept. So I don't know if I would have been in that. If I didn't go to
Hello,
Polaris…
I'm Ashley.
I might have become like an English teacher or something in Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so good thing you moved on to Polaris.
For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
So you guys debuted as Ladies Code in 2013. So we debuted the same year.
Really?
Actually.
Wait, you came out in Videon Tamsaeng in 2013?
So that was 2011.
Oh.
So I guess like Bangsong, like TV-wise, uh-huh. in 2011. But my first solo album… Because uh-huh. I had like a group project 2012. But then like my first solo album was 2013.
You were in a group?
It was like literally after the show
uh-huh.
ended in like April of 2012. My mentor… at that time, Isungwon, he said, okay, all the kids that I mentored, I'll put out a special single for you guys.
Oh.
As like a commemorative project slash maybe it helps other kids get signed.
Oh.
And so we did that in the summer. And then I think I'd already signed or something. And so then my solo project came out in January.
Oh, wow.
And then you guys debuted in March.
March. Okay. Yeah. So 2 months on Venim.
Yeah. It means so much. But it's funny that you said that it was a bad girl concept, because I never thought of you guys as bad girls.
But what do you mean? Our first debut song was Bad Girl.
But it felt like I'm a bad girl, but I'm not.
Oh.
Like little girls, young girls who were trying to say I'm bad, but you're just like the nicest girls ever. So I was like, I get it, but it almost felt cute in that sense. I was like…
Didn't we look bad though?
No.
No?
No.
We didn't look intimidating at
all.
Hold on.
Let me pull up this
Dude,
note.
Look at my pictures and look at our music video. We all had such like smoky makeup.
But like the colors in the video are like pink and they're bright.
That the music video was a little more cutesy. We were kind of having fun and like pranking these guys. And it was supposed to be cute. But I think like our stage and…
I mean, I guess it like you're trying to play bad girl. But I guess because I knew you, or I knew of you, and I knew of Lee Se, and like all, like you guys are just too nice. So it's like, so it felt like, but you're so nice.
What? I thought everyone thought we were really bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I felt like I knew you guys
a little bit.
But all to say, like, so you guys did Bad Girl, and then you did Yeppo Yeppo.
That was like a 180 degree transformation.
Maybe that's why too.
Yeah, maybe that's why. Because Yeppo Yeppo was, it had kind of have more of an impact. Maybe that's why.
And it was a very like funky retro.
Come on, baby.
Yeah. But you guys did a lot. You guys got a lot of awards that year too, right?
We got the Rookie Award award with BTS.
Yeah.
That was Ladies Code and BTS.
Man.
That year.
You guys were everywhere. I remember.
We were?
Maybe I just like really liked you guys.
Aw, thank you.
I just remember because in the company like, oh, we got to do more of this. We got to do more of that. And I feel like with trends… They're always trying to follow somebody. Everybody's always trying to follow somebody. And I think if you guys were somewhat influenced by 21 in terms of some of the music, other people were looking to you as soon as you guys started putting out Yeppo Yeppo.
Oh. Wow.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know either.
That's just my non-industry expertise.
Yeah.
But anyways, what was it like being in a part of Ladies Code? And do you still consider yourself like… Are you guys still under Ladies Code? Or like how does that work out?
I don't know, because we haven't like technically disbanded yet. So I do… It's not like Ladies Code is completely out of the picture.
Right.
And I think Sojung and Junhee and we still like have a lot of love for Ladies Code and affection. So yeah, it's not like we're… I don't know. There are possibilities of maybe doing a comeback
in
the future, like way, way later. But Ladies Code, being in Ladies Code… I just feel so blessed having been a part of that for 7 years. Because I honestly think the girls of Ladies Code… They were all like really nice. And even though I was the leader, I heard a lot of stories about other girl groups and how, you know, how much problems they were having. And, you know, just they bumped heads a lot. But we really got along, I think. And they were really… kind and thoughtful and selfless. So they made the time go by really fast and they made the whole experience very pleasant.
Was there a particular promotion or a song that you really particularly loved?
I liked Bad Girl and Pretty Pretty in the very beginning. The first year, 2013.
Yeah.
I think that's when we had the most fun. And of course it was… our first ever promotion and debut. So we were very excited about it, even though we were very tired. And we were very grateful for all the experience. I can speak for all of us when we say that we hate It So Wonderful.
Why?
Like, okay, we liked the song, but that time of promotions was like… Oh my God.
Why?
We were so miserable.
Oh no. Because of the song or like other situation? Like what was the deal?
I don't know why, but… I think maybe from all the pretty promotions, we were kind of in a exhausted, and then having come back with So Wonderful, and then we were just kind of like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
And you're like within your first year of debuting.
Yeah, and there was I don't know, there was a lot of pressure from the company too. Uh-huh.
Mm. Yeah, that sucks. Oh. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So wonderful.
I mean, it's a good song, but looking you know the song.
I'm telling you, I listened to all of your stuff because I think I have moment. I'll have a day, random day, mm-hmm. where I'll just go back and listen to all of Ladies Code songs.
Really?
Like throughout the day.
Oh my god!
Because for me, it was, I thought you guys were incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. You guys had overall, like, you know, groups have hits and they have misses. But mm-hmm. I felt like you guys were always leaning on the hit side. And like, especially like vocal color wise too. Mm-hmm. Like Sojung like is so like stands out in her own way.
Yeah.
But then there's a way that all of you guys were always cohesive together as a
Yeah.
unit.
We all had such different voices yeah. and colors. But somehow it just worked.
Right.
I think, yeah.
And so I think that's why I was such a big fan and like wanted to cheer you guys on.
Mm.
Without me even realizing it. Like I'm realizing it like as I'm having this conversation with you. But yeah. Sucks that you didn't like that promotion.
None of us did.
What can you do?
Yeah.
That's just kind of what it is. But obviously there is also a very tragic incident mm-hmm. within the history of Ladies Code as well. And I don't know. Is it weird to talk about at all to you? Or
no, it's not weird to talk about it. But when I do get into details kind of…
Yeah.
I still feel kind of… like emotionally unstable.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like no matter how much… like how much time passes… I feel like it'll always be… I mean, it won't be the easiest to talk about it.
Right. Because I… you know, I remember… I can't even imagine what it was like for you and the girls. Because as a fan and everything… And I think we had a lot of like promotions that kind of overlapped.
Yeah.
And, like,
didn't you do something with Lisa?
I feel like I probably did. Well, we were both on Witan.
Yeah.
Right? We were different seasons. But just through that, like mm-hmm. there's always like kind of a connection.
Yeah.
And then I think my managers and your managers like kind of knew each other. Mm-hmm. Or like we always saw each other at like 방송국 or mm-hmm. whatever. And then Sojung and I, we were on the same radio program for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just felt like there was always some sort of connection there.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who are listening who don't know what we're referring to… So Ladies Code… you guys were in a very tragic car accident in September of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And two members passed. And I just remember me being incredibly shocked and like not knowing how to react or in any way. And all I guess it's hard for me to even discuss. But I guess just moving beyond that, like… you personally, you know, you guys took some time off. How did you process that? And I feel like that's a big question. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I'm sure you'll probably process now and for the rest of your life as well. But what was it like for you trying to come out of that and recover from that?
I think when it first happened, I thought Ladies Code would be the end. Like mm-hmm. I thought there wasn't going to be any more Ladies Code. And me personally, it was probably the most shocking thing or like the most painful experience that I ever went through. So I thought that it was right for me to just stop doing this at all. I just wanted to quit and go back home and mm-hmm. be with my family. And I didn't know if I had the strength to like continue. And I didn't know if I had the… I didn't know if I had the willpower even back then. So we were on a hiatus for a very long time after that because we didn't know what we would do and what we were going to do with Ladies Code. And we just continued to kind of just go to practice, get mm-hmm. lessons here and there. It was a dark time for all of us, yeah. I think. We had a lot of trauma and we just didn't know what to do. We were scared of going outside and et cetera. But I think eventually the three of us came to terms that, you know… Lisa and Eunbi really wanted to do this. Mm-hmm. And it's it's right for us to continue so that people don't forget them and people don't forget their names. So yeah, we just kind of decided to be strong and come together and start getting ready for Ladies Code preparations again and promotions again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I imagine in trying to put together an album between the three of you, musically it's going to be completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally, it's also completely different. How was that process? How difficult was it to kind of put together a trio and come back? You know, given, you know, you guys are pushing forward, just wanting to do it partially for your members as well, you know?
Yeah. I think it was hard because Ladies Code was kind of known for like the funky retro concepts.
Yeah.
So we didn't know what we would do as the three of us, but still kind of keep like the Ladies Code color. But after a long time, I think our company and we just decided that we were going to change everything up completely. And that's how we came back with Galaxy, which was a lot more dark and calm compared to our songs before that.
Right.
So starting then, I think the company tried to focus more on like music and like the music quality rather than like, you know, like quote unquote idols and performance. And that's how we came back as a trio with Galaxy.
Did you… I mean, you had trained for so long and choreography and kind of that idol thing was probably like a big part of who you were. Regardless of the color of the music you were putting out. So moving from that of being more of performance idol to more of a vocal, musical kind of group. How did you accept that? Because I think for me, like, you know, I've always wanted to go back and forth freely in terms of what I want to do in terms of the season of whatever music I'm in. Is there a certain style or music that fits you better that you personally gravitate towards more?
Within Ladies Code songs?
Yeah, within Ladies Code songs. Like, you know, if you started doing performance and that's what you really wanted to do, were you okay going to the more musical side? And then I guess moving beyond that, in terms of music, what kind of music are you most attracted to and that do you really love?
There was just a lot of pressure at first because now we just had the three of us and we had to make the song sound good and we had to make the stage look good with less people. So, I mean, besides the pressure, I thought it was good for us to kind of show our more mature side now that we were a little older and we were… more into our career in terms of how many years it's been. And with music, I personally like the Galaxy and the Rain style because I always have loved R&B and like slower paced songs. So I didn't have any trouble with that. And I enjoyed the promotions a lot actually. But with music, I like everything. When it comes to dancing, of course, like Bad Girl and Kiss Kiss were always really fun. And Yeppo Yeppo too. But with singing, Galaxy and the Rain, I guess it's more my style.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like how you left out So Wonderful, but… but you know, I mean, we know why. It's all good.
Yeah. I try not to think about it.
In terms of, you know, coming back from that, you know, how did you cope? Like, I think for a lot of people, it's… unimaginable pain and loss and stuff. But it's hard for people to bounce back from that. I think the strength that you guys had as a unit and individually even, you know, seeing what you guys are doing now, it takes a lot of courage and it takes a lot of strength. What was it that kind of kept you going and picked you back up? Was there a good ecosystem or people you spoke to or certain things that you walked yourself through in getting back on your feet?
I think in the very beginning, it was hard because I didn't have a lot of friends back then, like within the community. I didn't have a lot of friends to rely on or talk to because we didn't have any freedom back then. So, of course, I couldn't make any friends. Like, we didn't even have our cell phones and stuff. During that time, I decided to go out and meet people a little more because if I was staying home all day, like, I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I was just crying every day. So I started to reach out to friends. And actually, I attended church every week. Mm-hmm. And then there, I met Rosie, like Rosé from Blackpink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were just randomly sitting next to each other. We happened to sit next to each other by chance. And there was a time before the sermon when the pastor was like, oh, like it's a time of, you know, fellowship. Talk to the person next to you. So we started talking. And of course, at first she lied to me. She was like, oh, I'm here studying guitar from from Australia. And me too. Like I didn't think she would know who I was. So I was like, oh, I'm just here like teaching English. Uh-huh. And then, but then like we hit it off and we, our conversation flowed very like smoothly. So after church service, you're like, hey, you want to go get like 炸酱面? And she was like, yeah. And then that's when we started talking and got honest. And she told me she didn't have any friends in Korea. Uh-huh. I told her I don't really have any friends. So we started like getting really close and hanging out every weekend. And for me, meeting her at that time was really big, and it was a huge support because I didn't have anyone to talk to about stuff like that. And she was also from another country,
right.
And came here to train and was preparing to debut. I was also from another country, so we had a lot to talk to each other about, and we related to each other. So it was like that, and then, you know, reaching out a little more and then like meeting other friends, it slowly got better. So I think having that group of people around me, having friends that, you know, supported me and loved me, I think that really helped. And our company also sent us to therapy. So that, I feel like, helped me a lot. Sojung and Junhee had it way worse though. So Sojung, I mean, she got hurt a lot from the accident. So even physically, she had to go back and forth to the hospital for a long time to get treatment. And Junhee, I think because she was younger, the level of trauma like just was so much bigger for her or harder for her. So she had really bad insomnia. And yeah, she said every time she closed her eyes, like all she could see is that image from the car accident. And so yeah, I can't imagine what they went through. But yeah, I think with time and the support system, we slowly healed and got better. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. No, thank you for sharing that. I mean, it's not definitely not easy discussing this stuff. And and if it's too personal, I apologize.
No, no, no.
But I think it's something that a lot of people deal with. They just don't know how to… I don't know how to deal with it or how to discuss it, how to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I think it's knowing this and hearing this allows people who have been in, you know, a traumatic situation to maybe find light in getting back up on their feet. And for those of us who haven't been but have people around us that are, knowing how to be a better support system or a better friend or… Because I think part of it, even for me, like when I hear of other people who go through things, it's like I want to… be there, but I just don't know how, like how to help or how to understand or how to process. And so for people who are listening in our audience, I hope that in a way through your sharing of this kind of stuff, it's a way for people to kind of learn and understand.
Yeah, and I actually wanted to talk about this earlier, like when we came back as a trio, I wanted to talk about what we went through and how we dealt with it, because I thought that there might be people who were going through the same thing who could kind of relate to, and hopefully we can help. But I understand from the company side because they didn't want people to associate with us with the accident and kind of like pity us. But at the same time, I was like, but that's a huge part of what makes us now, right? So I felt like it was important to talk about it.
It's just tough. I mean… I understand. I mean, I'm sure you do too. I mean, more than anyone, you understand both sides of the perspective there. But also just as I'm speaking to you, I just remember how management was very, very hands-on with you guys. Even, you know, before the accident, they were very, very hands-on. And so hearing this, I was like, oh, right. They were very managed in many ways. So yeah, okay. Speaking of… I know you mentioned that Rosie was… You, like a great friend, and you guys got through a lot of stuff together. I actually ran into her the other day at an event, and but like everybody has their masks on, right? So I wanted to be like, hi. But then I was like, no, this is going to be weird. So I just like shut up. And I was like, okay, bye.
Why? She's so friendly. You should have said hi.
I don't know. I was too intimidated.
Oh,
And
no.
Like, also there were a lot of celebrities around. And, uh-huh. I was like, I feel like I'm an imposter. Am I allowed to be here? Like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be here. It was just like a lot of actors and singers. Mm. And like, it felt like a who's who mm-hmm. of certain group of people. But I was like, why am I here?
What do you mean?
And Diane went with me too. And I was like… And we left. It's like, okay. That was fun role playing celebrity. I'm glad we're done. And Diane was like, I'm going home. Bye.
Dude. Do you know how much, you know, the Korean general public likes you?
I don't know. I feel like I'm so removed from that right now. Like, I feel like all I do is I sit in this room and I mm-hmm. podcast.
No, but you will forever be like the Eric Nam.
I don't know. Well, thank you. But I don't know. But we'll see. But it was just… I was like, oh my God. I was like, Dan, that's a celebrity. Dan, that's an actor. And I was like, that was Rose.
You should have said hi.
I don't know. Maybe next time, if we happen to naturally run into each other, okay. You could be like… This is this person named Eric.
Yeah. No, I'm sure she knows who you are. But she would have been like, oh my God, hi.
I don't know. It was… Well, everybody has their masks on, right? Mm-hmm. And we were coming down the stairs. Mm. And there were like other people that I already know. Where mm-hmm. I'd be like, Hyung, 누나, 안녕하세요. And they're like, who are you? I was like, it's Eric. They're like, oh! But she walked in and she looked like very like kind of like frazzled. Like, I just want to get upstairs and like… Kind of
Rosie?
Look around. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. So I didn't want to be like…
Was she by herself?
She was with somebody else. But then Rosie just kind of kept looking at the ground. And I was like, okay, I'm going to leave. But she seems wonderful.
No, she is.
But anyways… So now you're free. You're a free woman. Mm-hmm. You're a free person.
I am.
Your contract ended in February. And you have been free now. What has it been like to kind of… do things on your own mm-hmm. and making that decision to, I guess, A, stay in Korea and B, continue to do what you do. Mm. You know, a lot of hosting and, you know, online digital content kind of stuff. But it's all of that may seem natural to some people, but it's also a very intentional decision, I believe, by people who are actually doing it. Mm. What was the decision process behind that?
Well, I always wanted to make my own decisions when it came to work because… You know, you have a lot of limitations and rules and stuff like that. So once I got out of the contract, I'm still really happy. And, of course, there are difficulties when it comes to like doing all the things that the company originally did for me.
Right.
Which was like scheduling, getting gigs and, driving me everywhere and stuff like that. But I think it's pretty manageable. And I'm not like… I don't know. I kind of consider myself like a… what is it called? 연반인? Have you heard that?
Like half 연예인, yeah, half normal person.
Yeah.
Like half celeb, half normal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So it's kind of like… I mean… It's not like I'm like a top star or celebrity that needs like a manager or anything. Uh-huh. So I'm enjoying it. And I feel more like an adult making my own decisions. So uh-huh. It's been enjoyable. Yeah.
What are some of… You know, what's like the biggest pleasure and what's the biggest pain in doing this? I have a lot of… Because I've been doing a lot of stuff on my own recently. And mm-hmm. I'm like, this is so annoying.
But it's because you're so busy and you have so much schedule.
I mean, maybe. But I'm just like, gosh. So what for you? What is it? Is there, you know, the best part and then like… One thing that you wish that your company still did for you. Or one thing that you're like, God, I didn't realize I have to do this. But…
The best part is getting all the money.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
Not having to share the money uh-huh. and directly getting all of that. Because I never, you know, got paid before.
Right.
And the hardest part, I guess, is if you don't have a manager and if you don't have someone to kind of go to different broadcasts or different…
Pitch you.
Yeah. To pitch me, it's kind of hard. Right. I would have to wait for people to kind of reach out to me. Mm-hmm. Because I don't have any like connections to be like, oh, like, yeah. Oh, like, use me. Or like, oh, yeah, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, I want to be on. So yeah, it's just like the waiting game.
Okay.
But at the same time, I guess I'm more focused on like radio and podcasts and YouTube content, like you said. And I'm not really too focused on like the Korean broadcast right mm-hmm. now. So I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. You mentioned just in passing that you never got paid.
Mm-hmm.
In late, you never got paid once?
We got allowance. 50만 원 a month. And then man. After like 30만 원, it decreased to 30만 원 a month.
That's tough. That's tough. Well, I'm glad you're making money now.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're making money now. Mm. I'm glad you're doing what you do. And it's… I'm glad you're happy.
Yeah.
Like you seem happy.
I know. And everyone tells me I look happier.
You look like, happy.
Even my former company people, they see me. Like they saw me recently. They're like… Wow, you look so much happier. I'm like, really? Okay. I guess.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. And so I'm so happy for you. When it comes to… Let's talk about the podcast real quick. If you guys are sleeping under a rock and you have not listened or watched Get Real…
Mm-hmm.
Hosted by Ashley, BM, and Peniel. How is it doing that show right now?
It's so much fun.
Yeah?
Because, you know, BM and Peniel and I are friends. So yeah. It's kind of like us three… Drinking coffee and having conversations about specific topic
right.
every week, of course. But
right.
yeah, it's fun.
Is there a topic that you are really hoping to do in the near future or that you've had a favorite one so far?
I think the girl talk with Joan. Just because I had another girl with me uh-huh. to kind of be on my side. Because it's always two against one.
Right.
I like talking about cheating because I got to spill a lot of tea.
Your cheating boyfriend.
Yeah.
Ex.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like doing all that stuff. Like spilling the tea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well…
I gotta be careful not to spill too much.
I'll keep looking forward to it. If you guys haven't checked it out, be sure to check it out. It's been a lot of fun to listen to. How do you feel like the difference between radio and podcast? Obviously, you've done radio for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you could curse on podcasts. you could pretty much say anything you want. You could say brand names. And it's not live. So
yeah.
we can like edit out the parts that you don't.
But you're like, wait, we shouldn't.
yeah, wait, we shouldn't say that. But radio is more formal. You know, there are more rules.
Yeah.
And it's live. So there's a bit more like 긴장감, like anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the radio, it's yeah. a little more on your toes.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually have some questions that fans texted. And if you guys ever want to text us at Dive Studios, you can do it at 310-564-1030 for US and Canada. Or you just follow us on our socials because we're everywhere. This is from Frank in New York. What's a fun Christmas tradition you have that you're looking forward to this year?
I feel like Christmas is going to be really different this year
yeah.
because of Corona. But… I mean, I don't really do anything too special in Korea because when I was in New York, we had like a yearly tradition of going to church on Christmas Eve and
mm-hmm.
then doing the candle lighting thing and then spending Christmas together. But in Korea, I've been doing White Elephant with my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, just going over Joan's house and just sharing our gifts. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah. And drinking.
Well, you barely drink.
I know, but… I like having like three glasses of wine.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is from Kimmy in Richmond, Indiana. How do you deal with homesickness? And I love listening to Get Real and I look forward to every episode that comes out. Keep being your amazing selves. Yeah. How do you deal with homesickness? Do you get homesick these days?
Yeah. yeah? Especially these days because it's been about a year since I last visited New York.
Yeah.
So, and during like the holiday season, I think
right.
I do get homesick a lot. I mean, what can you do? All you can do is just FaceTime your family and
yeah.
your friends and look back at pictures and just try to be with them like through FaceTime.
Yeah.
There's not much you could do.
So your parents and your family, they all live
mm-hmm.
in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have one brother?
Yeah.
So it's three of them. They're all in,
yeah.
in the States. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's probably been a while since you saw them.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I mean, if I'm craving like specific food from New York, well, the food that I enjoyed in New York, I'll have that. So it kind of helps with my homesickness.
Like what?
Like recently I had garlic knots
because
I really missed the New York garlic knots.
Yeah. And you posted on your story and
yeah.
I was like, I need to get
I mean, it wasn't as good.
No?
No.
God.
Unfortunately. And like really good bagels. Yeah. I try to get it. But I mean, it's not the same.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. It's yeah. But I feel like Korea's gotten a lot better.
Yeah, a lot better.
Like, remember when you first got here? Like, for me, what I think when I first got here, I was like, oh my God, Western food here sucks.
Yeah.
But now it's really good.
And the only bagels they had were from, like, the coffee shops that were really soggy.
And
they
wouldn't really even stale.
Toast it. Yeah, it tasted really bad.
Yeah. And you're like, this is like cardboard.
Mm. But now I prefer Korean food than… I prefer food in Korea than food in the States.
Me too.
Recently, I went back. I couldn't eat anything because it was so salty and so greasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Eddie, my brother, was like, I feel like you've just become very Korean in your taste.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, really? Like, have you been to Maremma? Like the Italian pasta spot?
No, I didn't.
So there's like a couple places that I absolutely swear by. I'm like, this place is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie's like, you're just Korean. I was like…
He didn't like it?
He's like, it's good. But it's like not amazing. It's not like the best pasta. It's like, this is the best pasta in the world. He's like, let's fight. I'm like…
Yeah, I'm like that too. Because my brother took me to like a really fancy like steak and lobster place in the city when I went back last time. And I felt so bad. But I had like 3 bites and I felt like barfing. Literally. So I was like, I can't eat anymore. And my brother ate everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, I don't know. It's something's different. We've just been here too long.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way. We've just… Our tastes have changed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's just really… Is your brother younger or older?
Oh, younger.
How old is your brother?
He just turned 25. So I mean, he's going to turn 25, yeah.
Okay, so he's young. So he's not, what?
95.
Oof. Cool.
Mm. That's not even that young anymore.
Stop it. I'm just old. All right. Next question. Last question that we have for you. This is from… Jackie in Toronto. Been following you for a while. I love your style and how unique it is. Where do you get your style inspiration and do you have any favorite brands or stores that you shop at? I feel like there's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I get my inspiration from Instagram a lot because there are so many people who dress well and, you know, who's got great sense of style on Instagram. So I use my Explore feed and I get inspired by my friends because I also have friends who are like influencers / YouTubers who have really great style. So they inspire me a lot. And shopping, I pretty much shop everywhere, like vintage and also Korean stores and international like online stores. It's more about like how nice I think it'll look on me or how pretty the piece is rather than like which brand. So
right.
I pretty much shop from everywhere.
Okay, cool. Well, that's about all we have for these questions. What we do have now is we have a speed quiz.
Speed quiz?
Yeah. Where like you have to answer as many questions as you possibly can.
Oh, okay.
But we're on the same team.
Oh.
And we're playing against other people in the past. So like Jesse and Nikun and Chonga. So we're trying to answer questions together.
Okay. Like what kind of questions? Like trivia questions?
Yes.
Like what we did on Whiting?
Yeah.
No.
You were
I suck.
Ashley also hated Whiting.
Oh no!
I mean, it was tough. Hiking was hard.
It was.
Hiking was hard.
No, it's because we tried to get all 8 episodes in one day. Dude.
That's what killed us. That was literally the only day we had for everybody.
Trivia questions? Oh god.
But you're going to be fine.
Good luck, Eric.
Okay. All right, here we go.
All right.
So 3 minutes on the clock. Yep. Diane will be reading us questions. We can do this.
Fighting.
All right, let's go. What does E represent in E equals MC squared?
Equilibrium.
Energy.
Energy. Which organ has 4 chambers?
Heart.
In Sailor Moon, what is the name of the love interest, Darian's alter ego?
Who's Darian? Tuxedo Mask?
Mm-hmm.
What?
What was Superman's birth name?
Clark. Kent.
Kent Clark.
Clark Kent.
Birth name.
Man of Super.
Clarius.
No. Clarendus. Kryptonite.
Clyde.
He's not of Earth, so.
Okay, move on next. Pass.
Okay.
Pass.
What USA Network TV show did Meghan Markle appear in for 7 seasons?
Suits.
Correct.
How do I know that? I don't know.
In what country did the Christmas song Silent Night originate?
Denmark.
Germany.
Switzerland.
Austria.
Poland.
Austria.
Yes.
By area, which American state is the largest?
Texas?
California?
Alaska?
Alaska.
Ooh!
Nice guess.
What day of the year is considered National Pie Day?
March 14. Also my mom's birthday.
Oh. Which country is Aesop's Fables believed to originate in?
What?
Greece.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, nice!
How many hearts does an octopus have?
One. Three.
Yeah. In which board game do you try to solve a murder?
Clue.
Clue.
We're killing this.
What's the top number of a fraction called?
The denominator.
The whole number. The fraction.
What's the top number of a fraction called?
The equilibrium. I don't know.
What? Pass? I forgot.
It's the numerator, by the way.
Oh,
how many people make up the U.S. Electoral College?
I don't know. 340.
378.
450.
478.
Think about it. If you need 270 to win the majority.
270.
418. So wait, what?
539.
Do you just add it?
540.
Double?
539. 540?
538. 538. Right. 538. I had the 38 right.
Which is the only U.S. state to grow coffee beans?
Hawaii.
Oh.
Correct. What was the number of Twitter's original character limit?
140.
99. Oh, 140.
140. What year did High School Musical come out?
2006.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
what was the scientist to propose the three laws of motion?
Newton.
I hated physics. Yes.
How many elements are there in the periodic table?
52. 56.
Hello, Eric.
70.
55.
54. 7.
53.
59. 60.
49.
And we're up. It was 118. So you got that wrong. And with that was speed quiz.
How many did we get right? We got a lot right.
We got a lot.
Did we win? Are we number one so far?
Wait, tell us how many we got. We got to know.
Wow, that was…
We got a lot. We definitely got like 20.
What is your major in again?
International studies.
Oh, okay.
We definitely did. We definitely did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. 13. You got 13. That's it?
Yeah.
No, we definitely got more.
Were there people who got more?
We got like 20 with Nikun.
He's smart.
Huh? We did? We definitely got more than 13. How many questions did we do? That's it? That felt like a lot more.
Yeah.
I don't know. Diane, you're not strength in math, clearly.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, that was it.
What was that for? Just to prove how dumb I am? What was that for?
Just for fun.
Okay.
Just for fun. Ashley, is there anything you want to do? Is there anything you want to discuss? Anything you want to ask? Anything on the TED Box show?
To you?
Or in general. There can be nothing. We could just say bye.
Okay. I think it'll be fun if we learn a TikTok dance together.
I think that's a horrible idea.
No, I think that's a great idea. You did it for Nuna Nana. You could do it.
That took me like 3 weeks.
No. Oh. I'm a good teacher. I'll let you get it down in 10 minutes.
Okay, because Ashley's the main dancer. So, but like, what are you thinking? What dance?
I don't know. Whatever's trending on TikTok.
Crap.
I don't have the TikTok downloader right now.
TikTok!
Do you have the TikTok app on your phone?
I do, but… What?
Oh, the Say So, the cute one?
Or maybe you should do the Savage Love one.
Oh, Savage Love was… Isn't it easy?
I don't even know.
Okay.
I don't…
You'll be fine.
I don't trust it.
It'll be fine.
All right. Well, if you guys want to check out this humiliation, you can look at it on Patreon. Anyways, okay. What can we look for from you? Like, what do you have coming up? Anything that you want us to look out for? Anything you want our listeners to go do, see, anything?
My YouTube channel is at Ashley B. Choi. And I do live radio show every single day from 8 to 10 p.m. KST on Arirang Radio. Mm-hmm. And we have a visual radio. So if you guys follow Arirang Radio's YouTube channel, you guys can watch that to enjoy the… in visual radio and have more fun with it. Yeah, and I'll be continuing to host Get Real with Peniel and Matthew.
Yay.
So, yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much, Ashley, for coming on this show. I'm sorry it took so long for us to get you on.
No, it's okay. Did we talk about everything?
I think so. Is there anything else you want to talk about? What are you listening to these days? See? Anyways, if you ever want to come back, you're more than welcome.
Okay.
And you can even, you can host the show for me if you want.
Okay.
Just take it
over. Sounds good.
For like, for however long. You just do whatever you want.
Okay.
You're part of the Dive family. You can do whatever you want.
Thank you.
Anyways, if you guys can please do check out Ashley's YouTube and all of her stuff that she's been working hard at. If you want to see this TikTok dance challenge, go to patreon.com/divestudios. And you guys can connect with us on all the socials at The Dive Studios or Tebok Show. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Give us 5 stars from wherever you're listening to. Right? Mm-hmm. And as a last thing, we have to hear Ashley sing. So if you could improvise an outro jingle for us, we would appreciate it.
How does the original outro jingle
There is go? No outro jingle. That's why we make people in, to improvise it.
Oh. They do that every time? Mm-hmm. Wow. I had no idea.
Just, you know, anything.
Okay.
Just no pressure.
I know what the… I know what yours originally sounds like.
Yeah, but you don't have to do that.
Okay.
It can be something…
Can you harmonize me?
Yeah, let me know what it is.
This was… K-pop Diva with Eric, Nam, and Ashley. Yoo-hoo!
Yoo-hoo!
Okay, bye. Oh, God.
Thank you, Ashley. Everybody have a great week. We'll see you next week on the K-pop Diva Show. Bye-bye!
Bye!